False image of success and living too large. False image of success are people who are habitual spenders who do not pay their debts. King Solomon warned humanity who do not pay their debts and file for bankruptcy. Proverbs 22:26, be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. Those who do not pay their current loan, and get another loan, in many instances, are living too large, and making a false image of success. The psalmist wrote, Psalm 39:6, surely every man walketh in a vain shoe. Eventually, the true state of their financial affairs will manifest itself because of their extravagant lifestyle. Too much debt is the reason businesses and financial systems have many bankruptcies. Living too large, and partying with prostitutes, financially devastated the son of a prosperous entrepreneur. While his father was yet alive, he asked for his inheritance. He squandered all of his wealth enjoying the pleasures of sin. Consequently, his friends forsook him when he spent all of his money. Jesus spoke of him in St. Luke 15:11-14, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. The younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, he began to be in want. Verse 16, no man gave unto him. That young man assumed that success meant having the means to live lavishly in sin. He defied the studious upbringing of a godly father who instilled the virtues of holiness in him and his brother. He demanded his portion of his father's wealth in which he lived to regret. King Solomon proclaimed, Proverbs 20:21, an inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. He returned home to his father clothed in rags, penniless, hungry, and destitute. He nearly died languishing in hunger. Although retrieving his son alive elated his father, his elder brother resented his return, and said to his father, St. Luke 15:30, this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots. Psalm 37:21, the wicked borroweth, and payeth not again. That scripture emphasizes the aspirations of wicked people who do not intend to pay their debts. They maintain a false image of success. However, there are times when honest people, who fear God, face economic calamities. Under the Old Testament system of justice, those who could not pay their debts were victims, and sold into slavery. There were no bankruptcy laws to defend them in court. 2 Kings 4:1, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. She went to the prophet of God to learn how to handle the crisis in which she was in, because it was no fault of hers. It is evident that too much debt can have a substantial impact on many families. Jesus also spoke of the hardship it causes them. St. Matthew 18:25, for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. That was the consequence for having too much debt at that time. Jesus warned humanity of the false image of success. The rich man did not consider that his life was in the hand of God. None of us knows how long we will live. He did not consider how short his time was. He did not believe in God. He merely prepared to live in this world, not knowing that the next day he would be lost throughout eternity, not having any wealth at all. He said, St. Luke 12:19-20. I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, then whose shall those things be, which thou hast provided? He died that night without enjoying the pleasures of wealth in which he saved for many years. The psalmist proclaimed, Psalm 31:15, my times are in thy hand. Psalm 22:29, and none can keep alive his own soul. All humanity should be humble and understand that God has limited our time. Only the Lord has the power to give life or death. God proclaimed to Ezekiel, Ezekiel 18:4, "Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine, the soul that sinneth, it shall die." The death that God described was physical death and eternal destruction in hell. Jesus declared, St. Mark 8:36, "For what shall it profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul?" God despised his false image of success, because it was not success. Psalm 73:20. O Lord, thou shalt despise their image. In the end, he lost his soul in destruction. Solomon articulated that wealth should not be our number one agenda. Our highest aspiration should be wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from the teachings of God's word for our salvation. Although he was the richest man in the world in his era, he did not ask God for wealth. He asked him for wisdom and knowledge. 2 Chronicles 1:7, "In that night did God appear unto Solomon, and said unto him, Ask what I shall give thee. He replied to God, verses 10-12, "Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this thy people, that is so great?" And God said to Solomon, "Because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches, and wealth, and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like." God knows who can handle wealth and power appropriately. Solomon desired wisdom and knowledge to help God's people live godly. God endowed King Solomon with divine intelligence, wealth, and power. Ecclesiastes 12:9, "And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge, yea, he gave good heed, and sought out, and set in order many proverbs." He taught us in the Word of God not to look on wealth as an image of success. He wrote, Proverbs 23:4-5, "Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle toward heaven." Currently, it does not matter how intelligent you are, too much debt makes you a sophisticated slave to the creditor. Solomon continues, Proverbs 22:7, "The borrower is servant to the lender." The credit report of many individuals will conspicuously indicate if they are honest consumers who control their financial affairs with integrity. Unfortunately, some are eating sandwiches in the dark because of too much debt. They become slaves to their creditors. Small businesses and working-class people should not be too optimistic. Many lending institutions may not be fair concerning their lending practices. However, borrowers should recognize that defaulting on their loans is not an intelligent way to contend against an unjust financial system. Jesus said, St. Luke 16:9, "I say unto you, make yourselves friends of mammon of unrighteousness, when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations." Jesus emphasized the benefits of complying with creditors. Cooperation with those lending institutions will enable consumers to retain their assets if they have the misfortune of not paying their debts on time. Nevertheless, humanity should strive to have a good name. That will induce lenders to lend them money whenever they need it, if possible. King Solomon proclaimed, Proverbs 22:1, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches." You should not be too optimistic about your future because you have a good paying job or business. That does not guarantee that you will avoid a financial crisis. Prior to accumulating debts, you should consider the possibility of not being able to repay your debts. There should be a plan A and plan B obviously. Plan A assumes you have a job, which enables you to meet your financial obligations. Plan B should be a safety net in the event of a loss of income and failing health. Those who are honest and diligently manage their business affairs will budget their finances in a prudent manner. They will avoid confrontations from creditors. Abrasive debt collectors will not intimidate them. We should be wise and protect our investment. The wise preacher Solomon wrote, Proverbs 22:29, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall not stand before mean men. Do not lie or steal to obtain material wealth." King Solomon declared, Proverbs 13:11, "Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished." There are no benefits for acquiring dishonest gain. It will ultimately come to naught. The Lord spoke against the wicked in Ezekiel 22:13, "Behold, therefore I have smitten mine hand at thy dishonest gain which thou hast made." The Lord will contend against those who scam others to increase their wealth. However, he will miraculously supply all of the needs of those who obey his commandments and trust in him. David proclaimed in the Old Testament, Psalm 37:25, "I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Paul wrote, Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Jesus demonstrated this to Peter during a time when he did not have money to pay his taxes. Jesus said to Peter, St. Matthew 17:27, "Go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, that take, and give unto them for me and thee." Jesus commanded Peter to pay his taxes to the Roman government, who had dominion over them at that time. We also should pay our taxes, because it benefits humanity and our future. Subsequently, we give honor to the Lord when we obey him. Ungodly people lie, cheat, steal, and defraud others to obtain assets through dishonest gain. Achan was the epitome of a false image of success. His false image destroyed him and his family. He was on his way to the Promised Land. However, he was too zealous for material things, and he did not wait. Joshua 7:20. Achan answered Joshua, "I have sinned against the Lord God," verse 21. "I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and, behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it." Verse 25, "And Joshua said, The Lord shall trouble thee this day." And all Israel stoned him with stones, and burned them with fire. There can be no good success in the absence of God's spiritual blessings. The Lord spoke to Joshua in Joshua 1:8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Those promises in the Old and New Testaments are consistent. Jesus promised good success to those who seek his kingdom first. Jesus declared to his disciples, St. Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Verse 32, "For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." Paul warned Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:6-7, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." The prophet Isaiah declared, Isaiah 48:17, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God which taketh thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go." Many people are spiritually naive. They cannot differentiate between blessings and prosperity. Blessings are exclusively spiritual. Jesus blessed Apostle Paul, who chose to be a martyr for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He received eternal life. Paul emphasized that God blessed him and all believers. Ephesians 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings." 2 Timothy 4:7-8, "I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith, Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, along with a passage from the 32nd division of Psalm, illustrates the spiritual blessings that born-again children of God receive from him. Jesus expounded, St. Matthew 5:8-9, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Verse 6, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." King David was emphatic, Psalm 32:1-2, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." Prosperity absolutely consists of material things in which honest people acquire as a result of inheritance and hard work. However, there is the prosperity of the wicked. Psalm 73:3, "I saw the prosperity of the wicked." Psalm 52:7, "Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness." Simon the sorcerer was a devil who bewitched people and used the trickery of witchcraft to get money. He was a false minister who trusted in riches. Acts 8:20, "But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money." Humanity perishes with their money when they gamble, scam, steal and lie to get wealth and power. Judas was a devil who betrayed Jesus for money. St. Luke 22:3-6, "Then entered Satan into Judas surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way, and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad, and covenanted to give him money. And he promised, and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude." St. Matthew 27:5, "And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hanged himself." King Solomon the wise preacher said, Proverbs 28:20, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent." Verse 22, "He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him." Obviously, Judas died a sinner in poverty and lost his soul.